The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to welcome back Michelle Seiler-Tucker. She may be our most frequent repeat guest. She is the founder of SeilerTucker.com. She has bought and sold over 1,000 businesses. She is a multiple number one best-selling author, speaker, TV, and radio host. And we are super excited. Her latest book, she was on the show before to talk about her latest book, Exit Rich. I believe you've got some exciting news about that, right?
I do have some exciting news. Thanks for having me back on.
So, our pleasure.
Exit Rich, we just came out with the audio version because all my entrepreneurs are like, Michelle, I don't have time to read.
All right. Well, congratulations on the audiobook. Yes, I am sure there's lots of Audible consumption on that. What inspired you to come out with a new edition of the book?
Yeah, so it's really the same book. So it's the same Exit Rich, which, you know, I'll tell your listeners a little bit about Exit Rich again, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, because some of them may not have heard your prior episodes.
Yeah, so Exit Rich is endorsed by Steve Forbes, who says Exit Rich is a gold mine for entrepreneurs as they leave way too much money on the table when they go to sell their business. And then they also say, Steve Forbes also says, 80% of businesses on the market will never sell. Sharon Lecter is my co-author who wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki. I think you know who she is. And then, of course, Kevin Harrington, the one and only Kevin Harrington, wrote the foreword for Exit Rich. And so Exit Rich is not just about selling a business. Exit Rich is all about building a sellable asset. So the reason why 80 to 90% of businesses never sell is because business owners go out and create a glorified job for themselves versus building a business that actually works for them. So the businesses are not sellable. So Exit Rich, the first half of Exit Rich, Seth, is all about really building, you know, really figuring out what do you want to sell your business for one day, planning your exit from the beginning, and then building your infrastructure, what we call the six P's, in which to really build that sustainable, scalable business. So when you are ready one day, you'll have a sellable asset. And you won't end up exiting poor. You'll end up exiting rich.
Well, we all want to do that. Well, let's address some of those issues, right? Mm-hmm. Let's benefit our business owners listening. Why do you think it is that so many businesses don't sell?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. But the biggest reason is because, well, I'll go back to what I just said. Business owners don't think about selling. They don't plan their exit. They don't think about selling until a catastrophic event occurs, whether that's internal or external. Internal could be health issues, partners disputes, divorce, death. External is this crazy pandemic that we've all been living in for the last 2.5 years. You know, and business owners wake up one day and say, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. I have to sell my business. And, you know, what they want versus what their business is worth is a huge, huge valuation gap. You know, business owners will call me up and say, hey, I want $20 million for my business. I'm like, well, how did you come up with that number? That's what I need to retire on, or that's what I need to put 5 girls through college and pay for 5 girls' wedding. So they always base the price on what they need, what the value is for the client. And guess what? Buyers don't give a crap about what you need. They give a crap about what type of value your business brings to them. So that's the number one reason, is that business owners just haven't built a sellable asset. Number two, Seth, is that business owners have created themselves a glorified job that they work for versus a business that works for them. And a business is 1,000% dependent upon that owner. You take the owner out of the business, there is no business. Look at Tony Robbins. He had to do an ESOP and sell to his employees. You know, I had a dentist that contacted me the other day from Florida. I've been in business 50 years, 3 dental hygienists. He said, can you sell my business? He has no other dentist. And his 3 dental hygienists are his daughters. So I said, yes, I can sell it, but I can't maximize value. And the sale of the business is going to have clawbacks, earnouts. You know, it's going to have contingencies to mitigate the buyer's risk. You and your daughters will have to stay on for 2 to 3 years. And he said, well, honey, we're not staying. I said, well, then, honey, we're not selling. So if the business is dependent upon you, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be sellable unless you sell a percentage of the business and you agree to stay on for 2 to 3 years, sometimes longer.
That makes a lot of sense. And those are so true. So how do you help entrepreneurs fix those issues so that they can sell? And then let's start there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's 2 reasons, right? The other big reason is that most business owners are not operating on what we call all 6 P's, operating on maybe 2 out of 5 or 2 out of 6. And so what we do is we work with our business owners. We have a Road to Exit Rich program. And we really work with our business owners to, number one, figure out what their exit strategy looks like. We help them plan their GPS exit model from the beginning. You know, what's their destination? What do they want to sell the company for? What is their business worth right now? What's their time frame? Who are their buyers going to be? What do their numbers have to be? What are the characteristics, synergies they have to put in place to maximize value? And then we help them go through the 6 P's. And people is number one, because if the business is dependent upon you, if you don't have a management team in place, then you're not going to be able to sell your business. You're certainly not going to be able to maximize value. So we help our clients with our Road to Exit Rich program really figure out what those bottlenecks. And usually, Seth, it's the owner that's the bottleneck. You know this. And so if we don't fix the owner, we'll never fix the business. I always say you'll never grow the business beyond what you can grow the owner. And then we help them get the right people in the right seats. We ask the who question. Who takes care of, you know, who opens the doors? Who takes care of marketing, legal, accounting, manufacturing, quality control, distribution? The list goes on and on. We help them build that team out, get the right management team in, so they're working on their business, not in their business. So many entrepreneurs are control freaks. They don't want to let go of anything. They want to have their finger in every pie. And, you know, they have the mentality, if I want it done right, I have to do it myself. But the problem is you'll never grow unless you let go of the control. So we help entrepreneurs really let go of that control and start to trust their team. Trust but verify. Expect what you expect. Never turn it all over with having those checks and balances in place. So it's a process. You know, first we have to identify what's the biggest issue. You know, what's the biggest stumbling block?
Talk a little bit about your 6 P's. Obviously, we want them to get the book. We don't want you to give away all the secret sauce, but let's tell them what the 6 P's are.
Well, even if I gave it all away, they still would need the book. So number one is we talked about people. You don't build a business, you build people, and people build a business. Have you ever seen a huge business with one person? Of course not, right?
You need a team.
You need a team. Everybody needs a team. Kevin Harrington has a great team. That's why you have Seth, right? You need a great team. So people is number one. Then you got products. You have to ask yourself, you have to look at your product and find, you know, ask yourself, are you in a thriving industry or a dying industry? After this pandemic, a lot of industries thrive and they're at the top of their game and a lot die, right? So if you're in the hospitality industry, the restaurant industry, you really have to look at that industry. So you have to, you want to sell when you're on top. You want to sell when you're at Amazon. You never want to sell when you're a Blockbuster and about to go out of business. But the number one reason why businesses go out of business, and I think I talked about this last time, Seth, but it used to be startups were at great risk. It used to be that 90% of startups will go out of business in the first 4 to 5 years. When I wrote Exit Rich and did the research, I learned that that business landscape has changed dramatically. Startups are not at great risk anymore. Business owners are. Existing businesses have been in business for 10 years or longer. Out of 27.6 million companies, those business owners have been in business 10 years or longer, 70% of them will go out of business. 70. Only 30% of startups are going out of business now. And the main reason for that is for lack of I call it lack of aim. Always innovate and market. You're in the marketing game, Zach. You got to market, right? You're always going to innovate. You always got to market. Even during a pandemic, you got to market.
You marketed more.
Yeah, you market more. Well, you find out what works and what's not working. Double down. You get rid of what's not working. Double down on what is. And so lack of innovation is why business owners are going out of business. And this is your product. This is your industry. This is your service. You have to ask yourself, what business are you in? What is your superpower? What business should you be in? You know, Amazon did that back in the 80s. They're like, oh, we're in a fulfillment business, book fulfillment business. And they're like, well, what's our superpower? Fulfillment. What business should we be in? Oh, we should be fulfilling orders all around the world. I mean, McDonald's did the same thing. McDonald's is in what industry is McDonald's in?
Real estate.
Real estate. Bingo. That's why they're the number one real estate holding company in the world. So you really got to look at your business and pivot, because if you're not changing, if you're not innovating, if you're not marketing, if you're not asking your clients, what do you need? What do you want? How can I make your experience better? How can I create a wow experience? Then you're going to lose market share. Look at Toys R Us. They went out of business. They've been in business 75 years, did nothing different. Same thing with Blockbuster. Also, the other thing, you got to have multiple congruent revenue streams. Restaurants took a huge hit during the pandemic because they have one way they get paid. You come in and eat, or you take food to go. Where's their e-commerce business? Where's some of their private label stuff? Where's their cooking classes? Where's this and this and this and this? All these other revenue streams that they could have. So you always want to make sure you have, and now I say congruent. If you're a restaurant, you don't want to go out and open a construction company. You want to make sure it's congruent. And then the third one is processes. You know, you can have all the people in the world. You can have the right people in the right seats asking the who question. But if you don't have processes that will drive your people to do the right things, to be more efficient, more productive, then you're going to lose productivity. You're not ever going to be able to scale. You'll never be sustainable. And so you really have, and most people get this wrong, Seth, because what they look at their processes and they go, and they design their processes around their own experience, around the owner's experience. Look at doctor's offices. What are their hours?
When they feel like working.
When I feel like working. And when do they feel like working? When we're working. So Monday through Friday, usually 9 to 4, they're usually closed half a day on Friday playing golf. So my husband and I own multidisciplinary clinics. Guess what our hours are? We asked ourselves, what are three things we want our clients to experience? We want our clients to experience flexible hours, zero wait time. We want them to experience, you know, just a great experience, a great feel. And so guess what? We have evening hours, three nights a week, 7:30 we see patients. And we see patients on Friday, and we see patients up until 2 o'clock on Saturdays, right? And McDonald's do the same thing. A great movie for everybody to listen to is called The Founder, based upon the McDonald's story. McDonald brothers wanted to start a fast food restaurant back in 1940. And they're like, okay, we want to start a fast food process. What are the three things we want our clients to experience? We want to experience great tasting food that's hot, fast, 30 seconds or less. That was back in 1940. You can still get the same experience at any McDonald's pretty much all around the world, right? So you need those SOP checklists. You need those policy procedure manuals. You need those employment contracts, et cetera. Without processes, you'll never be able to scale. And then proprietary, just a quick crash course on valuations. Businesses that have under $1 million in EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, will typically trade for anywhere from 1.5 to 3, maybe 3.5 multiple. But businesses over four, over $1 million in EBITDA, will start at 4, 4.5, 5, 6, 7 and up. And guess what? Proprietary assets, the 4P, is the highest value driver. These are your trademarks, your patents, your branding, your contracts. You know, the more well-branded you are, the more we can sell your company for.
Go ahead. I was going to say, the world's changed a lot since the last time you were on. How has that affected everything that you're seeing?
Yeah, the world has changed a lot. it hasn't, you know, shockingly, it hasn't changed a whole lot in M&A yet. The biggest fear right now, I will tell you, 2021 was the best year in M&A history, really. And 2022, the beginning of it is great. The issue that we're all facing as M&A advisors, or at least the good ones, the issues we're facing are there's deal fatigue, there's bottlenecks with private equity groups because they have so many deals in the pipeline, and they've lost staff too. So they have a shortage of analysts, they have a shortage of staff in which to push these deals through. So all of our deals are on hold because they're trying to get all these other deals out of the pipeline. And right now, the biggest thing, the biggest change that we see is that private equity groups, strategic competitors are trying to get deals done before June or July, because that's when the interest rates increase. That's when money becomes a lot more expensive. And that's when you're going to see M&A activity go down dramatically.
You talk a little bit about how the exit rich process works.
Talk about how the exit rich process works.
Yes. How entrepreneurs work with you to maximize their value and actually sell.
Yeah, 1,000%. So it depends on where a business owner is. You know, we have several different programs. One is selling a company if that company is sell ready. That company has all their ducks in a row, they're operating on all six P's, and there's not a valuation gap. When I say valuation gap, they say they want 20 million, I say they want a million. I say it's worth a million. That's a valuation gap. You know, so we sell those companies. We have 40 to 50,000 buyers, active buyers. When I say active buyers, they are active buyers. We get emails constantly from private equity groups, strategics, competitors that we've been working with for the last 20 plus years. So we work with our clients that way to sell companies. And we sell companies very quickly. I mean, we just had an app company that's been on the market for 2 weeks that we already have an offer way above the appraisal price. Another way that we work with our clients, Seth, is it's called the Road to Exit Rich Program. And these are companies that have a huge valuation gap, or what they feel like they need is a lot more than what the business is actually worth, and the business is dependent upon them. That business operates on maybe two or three out of the six fees. So what we do is really get them crystal clear what their seller sanity check is. We do an evaluation. We figure out what the bottlenecks are. We work on their weakest fees. We bring in sometimes resources, partners if need be. We blow up their business and we get it sold in a year to 2 years.
That sounds absolutely incredible. Where do our listeners and viewers go to take advantage of that?
So they can reach out to us on SylarTucker.com. They can go to SylarTucker.com. I do encourage, though, everyone go to SylarTuckerAcademy.com and take the 6P quiz to see how you score on what your weakest and strongest P's are at SylarTuckerAcademy.com. And, of course, go get Exit Rich, the audio version, on your favorite place where you buy audiobooks.
All right. Well, this has been Seth Green with Michelle Seiler Tucker. Go check out SeilerTucker.com, SeilerTuckerAcademy.com. Make sure you get a copy of the Audible book, Exit Rich. And
$2.99, I wanted to say, Seth.
It's best $3 you could ever invest in your business. Absolutely. I have read the book already. Absolute huge fan. It opened my eyes to things I didn't know about. It will do the same for you. Make sure you go get it. Michelle, anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
I want to say you have to go get it today, because after May, it goes back up to $25. So make sure you get it for $2.99. Also included in that $2.99, which is less than a cup of coffee, is the X-Rich Book Club. So you become a member of the X-Rich Book Club, where you get all the video training, all the content that I've been teaching in the trenches for the last 20 plus years, plus all the documents to operate your business and sell your business, like sample letters of intent, purchase agreements, due diligence checklist, closing docs. All these documents are worth over $50,000, and you get those for $2.99. It's the best money you will ever spend. And you can buy that at Amazon, Apple, Barnes & Noble, your favorite place you buy your audiobooks. And listen to our podcast on Exit Rich.
Awesome. This has been Seth Green with Michelle Seiler Tucker. Michelle, thanks again for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727- 888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.